Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a Thursday edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of King himself. I am the man with a master plan. I am the hot rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only, the second man with a plan, but still follows me because I'm the best in the business. The one, the only.
It is Short Black back in the building once again. How's it going this week?
It's been a very rough week, crazy week. I like to and of course, Anisha B cannot be with us tonight because she's doing yoga. She needs to keep her legs wide open, she told me.
Oh,
but
boy.
Besides that, I killed myself. Well, besides that, I'd like to apologize. We could not do the show Monday night because Sean Black was being detained by the cops because he was afraid he might be deported. So Anisha and I had to go over and bail him out to prove that he's an American citizen. So we apologize for that.
Of course.
But as always, Sean and I agree the show must go on, whether we do it for 30 minutes or an hour or so, because we can't stop talking about the Kardashians.
Of course. So at least you can. I am a little bit above the Kardashians. It's all about the other crap that's going on, you know?
Of course. If there's any listeners out there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The number to call in is 347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. Sean Black, are you ready to be pissed off, I guess?
You know what? That's probably the best question you've asked in about 3 weeks. Yes.
You know? Okay. People are already pissed off, so let's piss ourselves off then.
Exactly.
But before we go to the topics, earlier Anisha sent me a link and a text. We talked about it earlier on a woman that was on a J train. And for the people that's not familiar with New York, especially our listeners around the world, New York City trains are crazy. Anything could happen in a New York City subway is a mess right now.
Yes.
So this lady on the train, on the J train, sitting down, listened to her music with her eyes closed, woke up with a man peeing, urinating in front of her, on her, in her face.
Ugh.
So when Anisha sent me the link and I read into it, and I told her right away, after I read the story, this is the woman's fault. Because the reason why this is what happened to the woman is her fault. Ladies and gentlemen, and if you come to New York, you have to be aware of your surroundings. Sean Black, if you're on the train seat, and you're on the train going to God knows where, 2 o'clock in the morning, give or take. Will you keep your eye closed, knowing that you're a woman, knowing you don't know what's going on, and knowing, of course, people don't pay attention anymore because they have their earphones on, listening to music, or watching a movie, or playing games. God forbid people stay awake or pay attention on the subway.
That is the one thing that you definitely will find out being a New Yorker, even if you're just visiting, is that you are not allowed to go to sleep, fall asleep, lose consciousness, or generally not know your surroundings if you're underground. Maybe if you're on a bus, you could probably get away with it, but in general, that's not going to float when you're on the train. I'll give you a perfect example. Many, many years ago, I was on the Q train going into Long Island City. There was a guy that got on the train, and he was walking around. This is like 11:30 at night. There was a guy sleeping on the train. The person that had walked on the train saw him, walked up to him, got in his face, and said, "Wake up! Wake up before I rob you," which scared the hell out of this guy. Everybody on the train is basically looking at him like, why is he? Not the fact that this crazy guy got on here and threatened him. They were looking at the guy sleeping on the train. So it's a completely different mindset. It's, you know, you can't fall asleep, especially underground, on a train, or even worse, at the subway stop, on a platform or a bench, waiting for a train to come by.
Well, we have our first caller already. 22 number, you're on the air.
Well, just calling to give my support. I know the hot topic is about the whole social media madness going on.
Yeah. About Rob and Black China.
And Black China, yeah.
I know who you are, but I don't want to give out your full name. So you can have your real name or your stage name or whatever name you want to give.
I'll just go by Lyric.
All right. Hello, Lyrics. Welcome to the show. As you know Sean Black, who he is already.
Hello.
All right. She will be replacing Anisha B for tonight and hopefully for every show that we have. But besides that. All right. Let's get to it. Of course, everybody's going crazy about Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. Personally, I could speak for Sean Black and we don't care about them. But what caught my interest is all the craziness that happened around it. Like, couples, I'm sure you guys could relate. Couples go through fights, go through turmoil. They go through drama all the time. Why do we care about Rob and Blac Chyna? I think the dirty laundry that they're posting on social media, especially on Rob Kardashian part. So, Lyrics, why do we care about Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna from your opinion so far?
Well, from my opinion, is first off, is drama. And they come from families of ongoing drama, and it's just things that some people, unfortunately, can relate to as far as, you know, that Blac Chyna baby father is her boyfriend, her baby father's sister. It's just crazy. And I'm just unfortunate I don't relate to that. But, you know, as the general public, you know, we all relate to problems in relationship where what does everyone always do? On Facebook. And it happens all the time where, you know, especially women, you got them saved posts where, oh, this motherfucker just, you know, cheated on me or he did this or he don't appreciate my new outfit. You know, I got a post for that. He didn't say a happy birthday. I got a post for that. You know, it's unnecessary, but it's just a trend.
It's a trend, but why are we attracted to this type of drama? Like, oh, Rob is doing
because it
porn.
Takes away the focus from my drama.
Oh.
to be honest, people are always attracted to somebody else's drama because it takes away from their own.
Okay,
that's why
Sean Black.
Reality shows.
Yeah, it's what a lot of people, something that I used to refer to as the Jerry Springer syndrome, which is as bad as your life seems to be, all you have to do is look at 10 minutes or 5 minutes of the Jerry Springer show and realize your life really isn't that
bad.
To the people on that show. When you look at what goes on, and I've probably been saying this over and over for the better part of the last couple of years on this show, when you look at what social media has done to the public perception of what life is supposed to be, like you just stated, Lyric, about people living their lives through social media, somebody has a birthday, somebody's pregnant, somebody had a death in the family, somebody has a new color pair of pants, so it's some trivial, menial thing that somebody will put on social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is. People feel the need to be validated by other people that either they don't know or validated by friends that know them about something that has absolutely no real value except to the person it's posting.
And
this
if
is
I
what
can
happens.
Interject, I would like to say that social media takes away from intimacy of experiences with your spouse, with your friends, with your coworkers. You have no privacy. You can't enjoy real moments anymore because everything needs to be put out there. And that's where a lot of problems are going to arise, and that's where they're going to stay. Because people don't understand, or even like back in in the 90s or the early 2000s, there were so many healthy friendships, healthy work relationships, healthy, romantic relationships, because we took the time to really enjoy that connection, to have a real connection, you know. And the younger the generation is, the less intimacy there is involved, you know. And to be popular, I think it needs to be, intimacy should be more popular in our society. I don't see it happening, but, you know, even discussions like this is a connection. This is a moment, you know, where we're all connecting. We're all sharing ideas. We're all, you know, have different perspectives,
yeah,
but
okay,
we're all connecting.
We have another caller on the line. I'm shocked. We have callers on this last minute show, but I know who this is. 210, you're on the air.
Yo, what up? This is Brother B.
What's up?
Hey,
Brother B is the biggest.
This is the first time I've ever been able to call in this early, and I'm at work, so I'm just listening right now.
I'll chime in
if you got a question or something, but, you know, right now I'm just tuning in, you know, just
okay.
I'm just getting the vibe.
All right, so my question for Lyric, why do you think Rob Kardashian went haywire after the Blac Chyna thing? I'm like, basically, let me start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
The history of Blac Chyna, for people that don't know, she's a stripper, she screwed a lot of rappers, she's a HOE. I don't want to use the term hoe, but a lot of people call her a hoe, a slut, a money grabber. And Rob Kardashian, especially went through his mental stages, from what people told me, can you fall in love with a stripper and also do you blame him for going haywire after what just happened with the breakup and everything?
No,
From
a woman's point of view, I honestly think he knew exactly what he was getting himself into. And, you know, of course, as, you know, he's a public figure in the worst way, but his popularity wasn't as prominent as his family members. So he used her just as much as she used him.
So
nobody
goes around,
thinks about him before. Exactly. And he knows that her baby father is his sister's boyfriend.
Well, this sounds like something straight out of a soap opera.
So,
I got confused when she said that. Because baby father.
Yeah, it is confusing
boyfriend.
To even speak it.
Oh, Lord.
It's confusing to even speak it because this is something, I mean, it's disgusting. Like,
I mean, I mean to cut across, but when he asked you that question about the whole thing with this falling in love and he knew what he. Yes. He knew what he
was
getting into, but most men do.
I just believe he got a lot of issues that he needs to deal with personally. He doesn't have a history of strong relationships to begin with. And he's just looking for attention just as much as his sister. So the intent behind that relationship wasn't even genuine in the first place. So if I'm a
female
and I see that I got to come up, I'm going to go for it. If I'm someone that I got all this, I have my baby father stolen from me by this guy's sister, and this guy is, I know that he's low self-esteem and he's a loser, I'm going to go for mine as a female.
I think that's actually a good point. But I think that the number one issue with this whole entire deal is the fact that Rob Kardashian is cursed with the last name Kardashian, period. All of the stuff that has happened around that family between Kris Jenner, Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner, who we've all looked at as somebody that is probably a media hog in general.
Yeah, and he's ignorant. They're all ignorant. And the thing is with Rob, he was the one that was, he was the black sheep of the family. He was the hideous one. He was the fat one. He didn't do anything about it. He let himself go. And he was looked upon in such a negative light. So So that was his own come up as well. It's Black China. I you know what he was getting into.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That's
well, can I ask a question? Could I ask a question? What like what really happened? Because I don't keep up. What really happened? Like
Well, he claimed she sent him a video of her, you know, being, you know, kissing and hugging up on some other guy. Now, supposedly they already broke up, but he claimed they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they broke up from December. So what's the problem now? You know.
Apparently they broke up and got back together. And during the time that they separated,
a video with them two together.
Yes. Apparently, and I actually had to read up the stuff because I don't necessarily even care for any of the parties involved.
No, I don't follow them either. But it's common sense that he has a low self-esteem when it comes to females in general. He's a sister-type thing. She is his trophy, unfortunately. Not the
okay.
Mentor.
Yeah.
But, so, all right. But go ahead, Sean. Now I have to go to Brother B and K-Dog.
Basically, what it is they separated, and I guess both of them were doing things on the side or accusing each other of doing things on the side. And then they got back together, and then I guess the family got involved with trying to keep them apart, and they had the child, and then all of these other things happened on the side. With Rob apparently took pictures while they were in their relationship and sent pictures online. She apparently cheated on...
Sean, no, you were wrong. Black China...
He was wrong for that.
No. Black China sent Rob the pictures, and then he posted them online, which brings me to my next question to you guys. If Black China, who's known as a stripper, starting with Brother B, if she's known as a stripper, she posts videos of herself naked and all that stuff. She screwed like 10 different rappers. Is that any different from what
No,
Rob
but
did
look at the
posting?
Intent of why he posted her nude. That was disrespectful.
It's
I'm sure
porn.
No
yeah.
one wouldn't want to look at his nude. Why would you do that? No matter what you're going to do with a woman or a man, you don't, you disrespect it. You know, because that's just like me. If I'm sending my man pictures, because I just want him to have a great day, a greater day. Now, if you get mad at me over something we got into, who are you to even post something? That was an intimate moment. Granted, is, you know, that's what intimacy now is in a society sending news. Why would you invade whatever what I do and show everybody else? I'm sure she don't put pictures of her vagina on her page.
Oh, yes, she does.
I haven't seen it. I don't follow her.
All right, Brother B?
Wait, now what was your question again?
Basically, it's Rob... I forgot my own question. But basically, let's go to the original topic. Can a good woman, can a woman turn a good guy bad? Like, basically, who's at fault? You have to pick someone who's at fault in this relationship. Who you pick?
Well, first of all, you
got China.
Listen, it's accountability. Homeboy, come on. I mean, listen, I used to frequent the nudie bars. I mean, listen, I'll be brief. It was one chick named Sunkiss. Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. Every time I used to go there, hey, show me love, all this and that. But you know what? She has a job to do. Some of these people you start to, you know, I guess you converse with, and maybe you kind of get to know each other on a personal basis outside of the nudie bar. But regardless, you got to look at it what it is for what it is. And she's a stripper. And, you know, she's looking for that come up. Now, he knew what he had to know what he was getting into and what he was dealing with, what he was working with. So he caught feelings, and the only person that he can really blame is himself. You can go through that. You know what I'm saying? The only person that he can really blame is himself for allowing things to go the way they did. So if he turns bad, that's on him. I mean, of course, she had something to do with it, but like I said, he has to be accountable for his own actions and what he allowed to filter into his relationship. If
all
it was
right,
a real relationship at all.
So, Kato, to you, my question is:
Hey, what's up,
now, Black China has been praised by some females. especially the black females, for doing what she's doing, like, you know, getting back the Kardashians. Do you praise Blac Chyna's actions?
Listen,
and do you think she? And do you see her as a role model for tots? That's basically what a lot of people
no.
are saying on
listen.
Social media.
Listen. First up, I want to say what's up to everybody. I want to say what's up to everybody. Hey, what's up? Well, listen, this whole thing with Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna, Rob Kardashian, you should know what you're getting yourself into. Because first up, Rob Kardashian has a very low self-esteem. And look at his last name, the Kardashian. They're the biggest, excuse the phrase, they're the biggest social media whores ever. They need to be out there. They have to have that attention, especially when you got a mother who's sitting there pimping her children. But that's a different story. Now, as for Blac Chyna, I can't say that she's a positive role model because of the image that she portrays. You know, but at the same time, in all of this, I do blame Rob. You know,
what?
First up, dude, you should know what you're getting yourself into when you're dealing with a certain type of woman. Now, I'm not judging her or anything, but the image, but just according to her image as a video chick and, you know, people say that she slept around. Now, I'm not the one to judge. But, however, Rob Kardashian should have known what he's getting himself into, and he made himself look even worse by putting those pictures out there. He should have never did that.
But K-Dog, he's the one who spent money on her. He's the one who paid for plastic surgery. Basically, he supported her financially and have a child with her. So do you feel
well,
all that money that
him.
You had? Okay.
Well, shame on him for doing all those things.
Impregnating her, like
right. He did all of this. You know, let me just say this. When it comes to certain guys, a woman, you know, like Eddie Murphy says. That she uses, I'm not going to say the word, but she uses a trap. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sound disrespectful to women because I have deep respect, but you understand what I'm saying, right?
K-Dog,
that she uses that trap.
The proper word to use, the woman uses her vagina as a trap. That's
yeah.
the proper word
yeah,
to
uses
say.
Uses her vagina as a trap. All right,
I'm sorry, but how did he get trapped? Like, dude, he spent his money out of his own free will.
But wait, I honestly think they were in an agreement. I'm sorry.
Right.
Because
even
Vintage, if you look at his vent, which I wasn't what it was, but I needed to get my eyes off the screen for a bit. When I read his vent, he said, oh, she was trying to get back at my sister for being taken her man. So if you were saying that, you was down with the cause.
Right.
You just mad because y'all both was in agreement to get, because he didn't really care for his sisters either. They never had a great relationship, that family.
Rob was a hermit. So you down
with the whole cause, and then she just put a light under that shit and said, I'm out. Then
so,
you were to blame for the whole thing.
Exactly.
But I think my problem is with this whole relationship overall. I really don't care about it. I think Sean would agree.
Me neither.
Is the daughter, the child that's involved in this mess
right
now, have nothing to do with this problem. And, you know, she's going to look back 10 years from now and like, yo, mommy and daddy are crazy people, you know.
No, they both are. But he
listen,
was
I don't
not
worry
and
about
and
that,
that,
baby.
Well, hey,
that's,
but
that's
that baby
the
same
got money.
Time.
That baby
but at
got
the same
money.
Time, but at the same time, Rob Kardashian was at fault for this too because, you know what, he just made himself look bad.
All right. What are you saying, Brother B?
No, what I was saying was the baby. I ain't worried about the baby. That baby got money. So what? That little cause. Listen, the baby just touched down. It's gonna be some time, and by that time, the smoke is gonna clear. She's gonna have some other dude around. He probably gonna be
exactly.
mad. Dude around. But the main thing is, as long as the baby's gonna be financially taken care of. Listen, a lot of kids grow up in all of this misfit, you know, drama with all these celebs. I mean, come on, it's what they do. It's like a job to them.
But you know what I find it interesting?
That's what they do.
Go ahead, Larry.
Sorry. the mother isn't involved at all in this mess. She's involved in all the other children's mess. She even made, you know, paid off to even use, you know, the mess as more publicity for them or for more opportunities. But when it came to him, it's just, she's just like, fuck it, I'm not saying nothing.
Well,
you know what it is? You know what it is, Derek? Because Rob Kardashian's the hermit of the family. He's like the...
Right, like I said, outcast. He's the black sheep. He's the outcast.
Yeah, the black sheep, the outcast. Because you know what? Rob Kardashian, after all these bad relationships that he had with all these women, well, and they were well-publicized too. Rob
and then he went
himself.
Into hiding.
He went
okay.
into, he became a hermit.
But let's really call it what it is. They used each other to get out of it what they wanted. She
yeah,
got
exactly.
What she got out of it was much more publicity over her breakup with her ex that gave her her first child. Rob was able to get out of it what he wanted because he was able to get into a relationship with Blac Chyna. They got a TV
right.
deal out of it. They got a child out of it. And now, with all of the stuff that's been going on back
yeah.
and forth, now mm-hmm. the bottom line is feelings must have gotten caught up in it, at least from Rob's
oh, yeah.
point. And now he's lashing out the only way a lot of guys seem to do, and that is viciously by doing whatever they can to humiliate the other person and make their own ego
yeah.
appease
yeah,
and,
he
and
messed
look
up
much better.
Time.
In the eyes
and
of the press, in the eyes of the media, in the eyes of the people that are following on social media, and that last.
Wait, let me ask a question to the fellas. What if it was the other way around, right? What if Blac Chyna exposed him and posted his pictures that he sent to her for her, her eyes only? Now,
let's say,
you know, mm-hmm. he's looking. Okay, would you like that if that was done to you?
Well, you know
I'm
gonna
get my
sex.
I'm gonna get my sex.
I would be like, what the hell?
No, I think the story would be different, but I think she'd be
called
the enemy. But right now, some people look at
she
Rob
would be
as,
called out.
Yeah, but everybody would
no, but she signed a contract that she's not supposed to speak bad on anybody in that family or who's affiliated
wow.
with that family.
Also, remember, if you guys remember, when you brought up the fact that Kris Jenner kind of stayed out of this, if you recall
yeah.
that when the baby whose name is Dream was born, Blac Chyna tried to trademark Dream Kardashian as a baby. She was going to do a line of baby clothing. And
oh,
Kris
yeah.
Jenner shot that down really quick. So she stayed out of it as long as money didn't involve the name and all of this mess. They allowed all of this stuff to happen because everybody in the family is doing reality TV shows, which was really the main reason why a lot of this happened. Once it got to the part where she could make money off the name, that's when she got involved.
All right. Do you believe that Rob Kardashian has mental health issues?
Yes. I think
yeah.
we all agree.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. He got some serious problems with
but
the language.
You know
he's
a classic case of a sucker.
Hell
from
yeah. You got taken.
You got Kylie. You got Khloe Kardashian. You got Kim. All of these people are making millions of dollars off of little interests and things that they've been doing
yeah.
all over the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, and they ruin
people's lives
all the time.
And
but,
then you have,
what's so sad
about this that society and everybody seems to start thinking that this is okay to do each other this way.
Yeah.
So, but on another scale, see, this is what happens with them and people who don't. There's other people that don't know that about paperwork and contracts and other things that were signed. But there's people that really go out there, get caught in their feelings, and they turn around and put somebody in a box or a hospital because they got caught up in their feelings because somebody did them wrong. That's what I'm saying. Like, what?
And they don't know how to deal with it.
You know what it is? Some people lose their mind. Some people. This is how it is, Brother B. Some people, they're psychologically messed up. I mean, not everybody takes a breakup lightly. And what they'll do is this. I'm going to get revenge on that person. Oh, that person dumped me or that person cheated on me. I'm going to get my revenge. And with social media now, They will use it to humiliate and to make that other person look like crap.
Okay, yeah, but so thing is, it's a little more than that. Because if, all right, if you're a chick,
but guys do it every day.
We'll find
it on my timeline.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Hold on.
They be in their feelings. They're the new bitches now when it comes to social media.
All right, but hold on, brother B and Lyrics. Why do people want to expose other people's secrets and their lifestyle on social media? Why is anybody
else's
business?
Because people, sadly, it's about nice economy. That's what it's all about, and it's sad. People feed into it. It's every day. It's like an open diary. Oh, my baby got me flowers. Oh, this is our first year anniversary. I can't wait for many more. The bullshit like that. It's things that he's supposed to do or a woman's supposed to do. Like if I tell him, I say I love him, of course I'm supposed to love him. Or if he give me flowers, yeah, he's supposed to give me flowers. Why are people seeking so much attention and validation for shit? I'm not giving credit for somebody for things they're supposed to do.
Okay, Brother B?
It's all about ego. It's all about stroking the ego. That's all it is. People just want their ego stroked.
I think I'm asking this because, okay, I can speak for all of us on a personal level. We all been through a good breakup and a bad breakup. But we don't act the way that most people do right now.
Actually, I'll be honest with you. I've never been through a bad breakup. And I would say all of my exes, that I remain in contact with all of them because we're still cool. I've never went through that.
So for the record, ladies and gentlemen, Brother B and I have been dating for 5 years already. So that's for the record.
People are just losing their minds when it comes to these breakups and whatever have you. You don't have to be necessarily living your whole relationship through social media.
No, the problem is you get more attention when you get more attention when you're down or when shit ain't going right. But when everything's all good, that's when all of that validation stops. That's where the attention stops, the likes, the comments.
Well, some people are just insecure. Some people are just insecure.
Yeah, they are.
And they need love.
They want attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they need love. They're insecure, and they need some type of love.
That's why you have to.
I've been some breakups that I'm currently writing in my book, but I didn't go as far as doing something that I'm gonna later regret. I would never do anything against a guy I've been with that I would regret simply because it didn't work out. Sometimes you just grow apart.
Okay,
hold on
1 second. Before I go to Max, Sean, anything else you'd like to ask? And don't talk about our breakup, okay? We've been dating for 20 years at least until the show comes, Sean.
What I think happens is that people find that they look at social media almost as if it's a safety blanket where you feel safe telling everybody your business because everybody can see it, as opposed to you living it just by yourself and the parties involved. If you can get input from other people, or look at what my boyfriend did, or look at what my wife did, or look at what my family members did, and then get a positive reaction based on that, kind of what like Donald Trump does, where he goes on Twitter to get a positive buzz because of, as Brother B said, ego. A lot of people live through ego and want to get something that helps them out through their day because maybe their lives don't feel as important unless they're releasing personal information. And then you have to control how personal that information is, because if it's in the wrong hands, you get incidents like happened with Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. And that's the end result, potentially, if you're not careful on that and on that front.
Okay, so to Max, since we talk about Blac Chyna, and you have a daughter, Brother B has a daughter, and I have a daughter that's still a baby, but what's the best that we could educate our daughters not to become like a Blac Chyna? But Blac Chyna, like I said earlier, some people are looking at Blac Chyna as a top role model. Like, go after the money.
Nah,
go after what you want.
No,
Max.
Hold on. Let me give it to Max. Max has been waiting for a while. Max, what's your scenario about that? How to educate a black woman or females in general?
Well, I don't say how you educate a female. It's how you educate a child. Well, I let the mother try to educate the child. The best way I could do is just keep my daughter away from the reality show.
Hold on. Who got the TV on? Somebody got the TV on. Oh, Max?
Yes.
Oh, you have, is the TV off?
I don't have no TV on.
Oh, somebody got it. All right, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just keep the child away from the reality TV.
But how can you? If reality is everywhere, is that what everybody's watching right now? How many times we talk about...
It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, but okay. We talk about social media. I know you don't have social media, but social media is an it thing. A lot of people are attracted to social media. And that's why we talk about Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. We don't care about these people, but what they're doing is intriguing everybody right now, almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Why we talk about that compared to real problems in this world, like the killings that happened in Brooklyn today and other problems? Why we focus on Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna?
I don't focus on them, but my daughter tries to bring it up to me. I just put off the TV set and says, go read a book, go check it out. Just get out the house. But in that household where she stayed with her mother, you know, we would just have the police what she watched and keep away from the internet on certain things. We just have to monitor the internet. That's it.
Well, sure, you can monitor it, but let's be honest, there's only so much you could do. You can't monitor your child 24/7, if you like to.
Well, just keep it around people that's not that environment. Just have a hang out with people that doesn't fit that environment. That's another plus. People that doesn't talk about this particular subject or something else, then she'll just say, all right, she has no interest in it because she doesn't understand that environment.
And doing it at an early enough age so that it becomes regularly taught as she gets older. It's not as if you're doing it so long. I have a friend of mine who has a child. Well, not a child now. The child is almost an adult. But there's rebellion between the child and the father, mostly because for a very long time, the father either wasn't in the life of the child or didn't discipline the child enough or as good as he should have. And there's always that back and forth between them, that friction, and certain things that you probably would have been able to implement for the child at a younger age, you can't do now because she's old enough to make her own decisions. And the problem is those decisions aren't always the best for her. And if you get them at a younger age, I would assume that this would be a much better way of raising the child as to what Max is talking about, being around other people, a better support system, and like you're saying, policing what the child is either watching, what they're doing, and making sure that what they're doing is not against the values that you're trying to instill in that child. So as they get old enough, they can go ahead and become a better part of society as opposed to what you said, the top role model, as you were bringing up with Blac Chyna.
Tosh, yes. All right, so, Brother B?
You know what? Social media and all this other crap is basically therapy that regular people refuse to go. Like, people are like, oh, I don't need to talk to anybody. But you go to social media for therapy. Social media has replaced the communication, like real personal communication. So this is why people flock to it, because, like, you got websites like Black People Meet, or some of these dating websites. People can come on there and be whoever they want to be, and the next person on the other end is going to believe them because they really don't know them, so they don't have any choice. Because you leave people want to live through a representative. A lot of people want to live through a representative. They're not happy with who they are internally, so they make up a person. See, on social media, when you start saying, oh, my relationship is great, and I want to shout out to my husband and all this and that, meanwhile, your husband whipping your ass and your kids stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But you see, everybody,
it's all about painting a pretty picture.
Yeah, people want to paint a pretty picture.
And showing off.
And you know what? People, if you, like I said before,
If you feel the need to be posting every detail of your relationship on social media, then you have a serious, serious, serious problem, because you know what? Everybody knows no relationship is perfect. Let's face it. Let's face reality. It's not perfect. You keep on putting all these pictures, oh, this and this is what we did today. This is what we did today. This. Listen, but what about the fight?
Yeah, it's stupid. It's basically your... Why are you giving somebody credit for something they're supposed to be doing?
Oh,
like, I know, for example, a couple, they had a, every single day they were posting about something in their relationship. And it was just annoying. And later on down the line, she did a Black China on him. Rob Kardashian on him, she exposed him. And she spoke so negatively, but I'm like, wait a minute, you're this wonderful person you posted every single day.
Well,
because somebody,
and
somebody
it was just
wants
really
to
messy.
Send,
yeah.
Somebody wants to believe their story. Like, I want you to believe me. Like, he was the screw up. I want you to believe me. This is
I'm
why
like,
I'm
no,
putting out there posting them. But
that
whole
it takes
thing
two
to cover
it
that
takes
up.
Two to tango. It takes two to tango. And if you're going to sit there and post up a bunch of negative things, okay, it, not all relationships end on a friendly note. But if it ended on an ugly note, you have to take the higher road, man. Don't put up the woman's picture or curse the woman out, because I've seen posts of people cursing out their ex-girlfriends, calling them all sorts of names. I've seen posts of girlfriends cursing out their boyfriends. I'm like,
yeah, but
you
see,
two
but
need to stop.
But how many real men are out there existing nowadays?
Exactly.
We have
there's
a very low level of real
a bunch of little
men
boys.
And
yeah,
real women.
Yeah, you know what? These boys, these guys now, and let me just say this. These guys now, they're not acting like men. They're acting like little boys.
No,
it
they're acting
no
like bitches. That's what they do on social
yeah,
media.
They,
men
okay.
are
what it is.
Bitches.
Hold on.
And that's
hold
why
on.
You need those male role models.
Because outside of social media, I could never date a man that portrays himself on social media. All that, oh, my God, I'm a good this, or why this and why that. Like, come on. Get your panties out to lunch and be a man.
Yeah.
All right. Tonight's very emotional tonight for some reason. But besides that, Max, is this the reason why you choose not to do social media, because of problems like that? Or you just want to keep it to yourself?
That's number one. That was number one, because you have to experience your life. And social media is negative. I'm sorry to say it, it's negative.
Yeah,
but
just
I was
like
add,
I said earlier.
It is.
I was
going to
add on that Tony Robbins had said about seven levels of disrespect and what Kurt was saying. There's seven levels of disrespect in either partner, and you have to pick it up quickly. And if you don't see those signs, you better step up. Slander is a disrespect. When a girlfriend talks behind your back to her friend, oh, you know, he came too quick last night. It only lasted 2 minutes. And it's right behind him. He's in the kitchen hearing all this. That's slander. That's a form of disrespect. Then you
no,
got another
man,
form
you know,
of there's another form of disrespect when this other person starts, your partner starts saying, oh, really? You're going to get a promotion? Yeah. It's only, ah, please, as a custodian, whatever. That's a form of disrespect,
and,
too.
And you know, what? There's a bunch.
And
Max, I'm glad you said that, because you know what? There's been a level of disrespect, especially going behind the scenes. Like you said, people these days, when it comes to relationships, it's a whole different ballgame. It's not relationships are not the same way it was 20, 30, 40, or even 50 years ago.
But
right
it shouldn't
now,
be, it should, well, Cato, it should not be the same, because everything changes. Life changes.
No, time
people
just,
change.
I know, life changes, and technology changes. Everything changes. But at the same time, people don't value relationships like they used to anymore.
But
they
current,
really don't.
Here's the home run. If you don't put a stop to it immediately and start, and not
it's
going to
get worse.
Not in a violent way. That's another thing. You don't do it in a violent way.
No. Nope.
You got to be serious. Point. And communicate with that person. And listen, cease.
This is
or
what
it's over.
It is.
And if it's not, because it's gonna lead on to basically infidelity. That'll be the next form of disrespect, because she's not taking you serious, or he's not taking her serious. Either way, the person is not putting a stop to it. Violent is not the way to do it. And
no,
going out there and what Rob Kardashian did was wrong too.
No, I said that from the beginning.
Okay, but Sean, you have the last word on this, but I have to go to another topic. Anything else you need to add on?
What I'll say is that a lot of men, especially teenage men of 15, 16, between that and 18 and up, they're living the entire life as far as their love lives or their developing love lives as if it is a reality show. How many times have you gone on to YouTube or gone on to another website and people are posting videos of the same kind of nonsense that we've just been talking about and the disrespecting of a female in the street or in a subway station or calling somebody out and then somebody recording it saying world star and et cetera, and putting that up online and thinking that that is normal behavior. The problem is that we don't have enough, as Brother B said, real men, quote unquote, but we also don't have a lot of guys out there that are teaching other younger men and younger females what is actually the right way to treat a female and for in a lot of instances how females should treat males because there's disrespect on both sides and it's never talked about equally. And that's part of the problem.
Okay. All right. So this question is going out to first Brother B that Matt's going to answer after that. This past Monday, we had a funeral for one of our fallen cops, Officer Familia, a mother of three kids up in the bus that got shot senselessly, shamelessly by some thug outside. Some guy went to the van, mobile unit van, shot her right in the head for no apparent reason because, quote unquote, he's crazy and he hated cops, whatever. But at the funeral, when the mayor, De Blasio, Sean's favorite mayor, came through, the cops turned their back on the mayor. Do you think that's the right time to protest in a funeral where you're burying one of your fallen heroes, I mean your fallen brothers and sisters, or you should protest or make a statement at another time? Brother B?
Okay. Me and someone else, the Facebook friend of mine, well, we went to high school together. We went back and forth on it. It was very unprofessional. And it was very disrespectful to do that at her funeral because that's not, who knows if that's not what she was about. That's not what the job is about. Listen, if your politics in terms of you not liking the mayor, that's on you. But when it comes down to a funeral or something like that, like you have to have respect for the family and respect for the deceased. That's not the time to air your grievances or your political, views on anything. Like, I think it was very disgusting. But I also have posed the same question to my friend. It's like, yo, so if they can disrespect him, what does that say for anybody else in the street? Because you're turning your back and disrespecting the mayor. So that means no one else in the street has a chance. Because that says a lot. When you do something like that, that says a lot about you. Because you're not upholding the badge. You're upholding your own personal grievance against someone because you do not like how they conduct business of the city. And like I said, that has one thing has nothing to do with the other, apples and oranges. So, yeah, I think it was very disrespectful and very unprofessional.
Can I ask a question? To re-jog my memory, why did they turn their back to him in the first place?
Because
they don't like him.
Go ahead.
They don't like him. Apparently, he made a lot of promises. You know what? In other words, I'm just going to come straight down Front Street. He's not pro-cop.
No.
He's not a Giuliani.
Not at all.
He's not he's not a pro-cop. See, most of the NYPD, they want a mayor that's a pro-cop, that's going to protect them and never talk anything against them. Like, even if they're wrong, they want someone to say that they're right, like their union leader, Patrick Lynch. No matter what they do, no wrong they do, they're always going to be right. So that's what they want.
Okay, so thank you for clarifying that, and now I'm going to say my point.
Hold on, I got to give it to Max first. Hold on. Lyrics, hold on, I got to give it to Max first. Go ahead, Max. Yeah, I'll give it to Lyrics.
Why are you putting it to me for? I was just listening.
I ask you a question, so answer the question. Then I give it to Lyrics.
Well, this is all well documented. It's from the time when he had that conversation with his son in regards to police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was highly, it was all public. It was posted out in headlines. And, of course, everyone can always Google it and read it. And it's like saying any one of us in this room right now, in this show, this program, could swear in and wear that uniform. Once you wear that uniform, now you're going to be victimized and be targeted. Now, it's not comforting to know that your mayor thinks of you like this. And not only that, to add more insult, but the contract negotiation, you only got to raise 1% raise out of all the city agencies in New York. 1% raise. What the hell is that? What the hell is that? That's a slap in the face. Out of the whole nationwide, you got the lowest percent nationwide, and you're the most popular of uniform in any state. And what I'm saying to you guys, it's not about my opinion. These are facts.
Okay.
That's damaging. Now, the result is, whenever somebody, one of us, it could be Rodney, could be Sean, wears that uniform, is injured, killed, or slaughtered, where's the protection for the family and for that fallen cop? There's no protection. He turned his back on the whole entire department.
Okay, so, Lyrics, go ahead.
Okay, so my point was when you clarified the reason why they turned their backs against the mayor, basically saying that he's not, you know, pro-cop. Now, we know in the past mayors that have been pro-cop have not necessarily been for the people in all areas of politics. Now, I honestly think, and just for that reason alone, it's a big disrespect to not just the family, but just to New Yorkers in a whole, because police don't run, or they don't control the city. They're supposed to protect and serve. That's what our taxes is going to for them to protect and serve us. And then when we have in our communities, when it comes to minorities, we always have that target on us.
All right. Sorry, I got 7 minutes left. And, of course, I have to give it to the main event himself. The one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, Milton X, take it away and piss everybody off.
Oh, man.
Good evening.
Hey, Milt.
What's up? You know, as far as the situation I'm jumping in on, I guess the police don't feel that you're made on their side or whatever have you. Oh, well, it is what it is. I mean, to be honest, we don't feel the police is on our side, black people. So, you know, 6 to 1, half a dozen of another. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
You guys, these race soldiers out here slaughtering people out here left and right. I just saw something on Twitter where I had a black man handcuffed with his hands behind his back, and it had a police dog mauling and shit.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
That,
I don't really have a whole bunch of sympathy for the
that's
police, to be perfectly honest about it, because the next thing we're going to say, well, what about the good cops? Well, all I know is when these race soldiers do what they do, the good cops go silent behind that blue wall. Now, I know I don't expect the cops to like fight for corruption and things of that nature, but at least just say, you know, that you don't condone what's going on. I remember just a couple years ago on Channel 4, like 10 cops actually did say that, and you didn't hear from them again, but at least just stand up and say you don't condone that shit. So, you know, as far as the Blasio not signing with the cops, hey, you know, it is what it is. Hold your own nuts.
That we all remember just a few months back. I remember de Blasio was trying to get funding to get bulletproof glass put on all of the patrol cars and the command vehicles. And it's supposed to be in the budget for next year, starting at the fiscal year going into next year. That would be like $4 million that they're supposed to be getting. I think it's supposed to be earmarked from the government. Senate is supposed to vote on it and bring the money in. But that's 3,800 cars. And 72 command vehicles that should have had bulletproof glass, basically based on the fact that New York City is probably the most well-armed, supposedly, and taking care of the city that is the most visited.
To be honest, they don't really need that here in New York like that, though.
Why do you say that?
They really don't, because a lot of these cops ain't really attacked out here like that. You know what I'm saying? Statistically speaking, this is one of the safest cities in the country out here. You know what I'm saying?
What made it safe, not to cut across Mr. X, but the real issue was the dude is mental. The system failed.
Yeah.
Like, how much background?
Oh, yeah, the same dude.
The system failed. They put him out on the street. You know how many people, like, where I work at? I just saw a lady piss on herself right in front of me yesterday while I was at work and went and sat down.
I ran somewhere on a train coming through, pissed on some woman. So, yeah, it's crazy out here. They don't really handle them like that.
Listen, go ahead, K-Dog.
All
right, man. Listen, the bottom line is this, is that, you know, we have to really look at the big picture, and I'm going to have to bring this up, is that let's just look at it like this, that a mother of three was gunned down, execution style. She was just executed. That's a harm.
Yeah, we got shot. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Because that dude shouldn't have been out on the street in the first place.
And it's not about being a cop. She's a human. She's a human being, man.
You know.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's the thing. That guy was already mentally disturbed and shouldn't have been out in the street in the first place. If people would have did their job then she'd be alive now.
And even if he wasn't mentally disturbed,
the mentally disturbed is roaming the streets. How does a mentally disturbed person get a gun anyway?
He went on. And you know what? He used social media to show his rants. He was ranting on social media. They said his rants were like anti-police all the way. And he's been arrested for assaulting police officers before.
It sounds like
the two cops that were murdered a couple of years ago on Myrtle Avenue in Brooklyn, where there was a guy that was originally from New York that went to Baltimore and then went on social media and he said, well, I'm going to kill the first cop that I see.
Yep.
He came back to New York and it was similar to this situation and he just
killed and also he actually did shoot his girlfriend before he came up here, though.
Yeah.
So,
yes, he did.
He had a whole island issue just stop hating the police.
Well,
when you have out here with these cops running around killing innocent people and getting away with it, that's going to build resentment. And some people won't take it too far and snap. You know what I'm saying? But then what that's going to do is the cops are going to get their tanks or whatever have you, and then we're all engage in martial law.
I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. You know, it's that time of the night. Again, I got to say good night and goodbye and all that good stuff.
Milton
X, Lyrics, Brother B, Max, thank you so much for making the show very crazy and interesting.
Hey, you're welcome, Hot Rod.
God bless you all.
You're welcome.
Can't wait to do this again. Can't wait to do this again next week. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Thank
you.
Right.
Have a good night.
Same channel.
Yeah.
Later, y'all.
All right. Wow. Sean, what a crazy show. I didn't expect this tonight.
Yeah, spirited show. And you didn't have to get on me about talking too much because everybody got involved.
I know. This is the first time I didn't hear Sean Black too much. That's why I'm going to get the last 20 seconds to you.
Yeah, well, as
okay,
we were just talking.
Guys. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Go ahead. 30 seconds. Go ahead, Sean.
As we were just talking about before, when it comes to the police, we know that they're supposedly trying to do their jobs, but they also need help as well. These police officers, with all the stuff that goes on them, they are human as well. Not every cop is a good cop. Not every bad cop is a super bad cop. We have to weed out the ones that are bad by making sure that the ones that are good actually speak up. And this whole blue wall of silence thing that they hide behind is taken down so that the bad cops are no longer working on the job. And then the good cops can continue to make sure that the city is safe. And that's all over the country. Well, I don't think so.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in for this crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in next Thursday. We're not here this Monday night because Uncle Sean and I have to work on deportation papers again. Tune in next Thursday night right here on Blog Talk Radio, 10:30 p.m. Thank you so much, Sean Black. And Anitra B, stop banging your head on the headboard. Have a good night, everyone.
Pleasure's
I'm going to. Is it?
Maybe.
All right, good night.
Good night.